people with diabetes could have a new resource or helper in controlling their disease, dogs. Dogs like Britannia, who made her radio debut on Fresh Air with Terry Gross in 2012.
I'm rewarding her for various behavior. Right now, I just asked her to focus, which is to look at me. I've asked her several times to sit or down in the chair just to kind of break things up.
Oops, she just fell off the chair. She wasn't paying attention.
She was not. Puppies are very clumsy.
Well, Britannia is no longer clumsy and also no longer a puppy. Since that appearance on Fresh Air, she has continued her training at the Penn Vet Working Dog Center in Philadelphia, and she's about to graduate as the center's first diabetic alert dog. Reporter Larry Roebling shadowed Britannia and the person she'll be helping, Wayne Morey, on a recent training trip through the city.
Let her know she's working.
Brit?
Doing something.
Place.
So place is between the legs.
Between the legs,
good
yes.
Job,
and the point of that is?
Just to keep her closer to Wayne. It's a good position for while he's doing something, while he's at a register, at a counter. And also once she gets used to it and once she builds a strong bond with Wayne, it's a safe place, so she feels comfortable there if anything scary is happening. It's also a great way to get her nose near where she might smell
right.
A change in blood
it's
glucose.
A good position.
I'm on Locust Walk on Penn campus with Working Dog Center interns Marissa Quinlan and Sarah Winter. This is one of many training sessions Wayne Morey is having with his soon-to-be diabetic alert dog, Britannia. Morey, who lives in North Jersey, has been a type 1 diabetic for 50 years. Britannia has been learning to identify and signal when Morey's blood sugar drops below 70. An early alert can give him time to eat something and get his blood sugar back to a safer level.
Check. Check.
So what you were looking for was her pawing him?
Her paws
yeah,
up,
pawing, yeah.
Yeah.
And she will not paw unless...
She won't do that if the scent isn't there.
If it's not left.
Recently divorced, Morey notes that Britannia's work is important during the day, but even more so during the night, when without someone around, he would be unaware of his condition and perhaps become comatose. Britannia is in training, but Morey is also a student on these walks. He's learning how to communicate with Britannia and meet her needs as well.
Yeah, this is important too, since you know, not only that she had to stop and go to the bathroom, but that was just a really hard stretch of road, so she gets a mental break to kind of relax as well.
The Working Dog Center combines training with research, all with the goal to give working dogs the support they need to do their task and lead healthy, happy lives. Jonathan Ball is a dog handler at the center and is very involved in the Diabetic Alert Program.
So on the research side of things, we are examining what it is that these dogs are detecting. Because right now, we don't know. We know that there's something that's associated with low blood sugar. So part of our research is to identify what that factor is. There are three parts to the training. There is the scent training. That means the training on the body, recognizing that that odor is emitted from the body, then indicating when they find that odor. And then there's the public access piece, and that's training the dog to be a service dog, to be an appropriate member of public society. So that means going into coffee shops or restaurants and being appropriate, lying under the table, not disrupting the regular course of business.
Britannia will officially graduate as a diabetic alert dog sometime this summer. She and Morey will become a team for life, taking care of each other and enjoying each other's company.
I've been riding motorcycles for probably 30, 40 years of my life, on and off. I might have to get a sidecar.
For now, after her training session, Jonathan Ball and Britannia's four-legged friends greet her back at the center. She heads into her crate for a nap and maybe some kibble.
Take off her leash. All right, Curly, we'll see you in a bit.
For The Pulse, I'm Larry Roebling.